Oh, should be better. Better now? Yep. Okay. So that's what the V0 of our launcher, and we developed it from scratch, which means that we didn't use any component or fork anything. We were building it from scratch. That was the very first development, and we reached a few months later Bliss Launcher 1, what we can call Bliss Launcher 1, which was our first real launcher. You can find the link to the GitLab here. Basically, what we developed is a grid of application, a doc, the possibility to create folder of application, and we have a left panel, which is on the right here, but a left panel where you can set your widget. On purpose, we don't expect our users to set widgets on the main screen. Again, that's a design choice, which is not the purpose of this talk. This launcher designed from scratch and built from scratch has been maintained up to Android 12. As you can imagine, we were facing some weaknesses with this launcher designed from scratch. The first main problem was we were facing a lot of crashes and app grid resets, which means that time to time people with a large number of applications, 100, 200 applications installed, were booting their device and the grid was reset. So all their groups, all their icon arrangement were reset and they were starting from scratch, which was a big problem. And despite our investigation, we were not able to reproduce it reliably, so we faced a lot of difficulty to identify the root cause of this and to fix it. Another thing that comes with Android 10 was QuickStep. QuickStep is the system gesture-based navigation feature and task switcher in AOSP. So that's a component which lets you do those stuff in AOSP. And it was embedded within Launcher 3 since, if I'm not wrong, Android 10. Which means that for our design from scratch launcher, we were not having those features and we were not having access, for example, to recent view without we have to build it again. So the recent view is the feature that lets you switch between application. We were also facing some problem with drag and drop, and that's why we add QuickStep APK within next to Bliss Launcher 3, next to Bliss Launcher, sorry, in order to get those features work properly. But well, we feel it was more like a hack and was not convenient to maintain. So for those two reasons, we decided that we need to build again a launcher and to improve it and make something more modern. So we look at the market, what was existing, and we see that most of the launcher developed on the market were based on Launcher 3. What is AOSP Launcher 3? It's the default launcher in the Android ecosystem, which is the base of Google Pixel Launcher, for example, but also other brand launcher, Lineage OS launcher, which is called Trebuchet, and also Launcher, which is another open source launcher. It offers the basic features that you know if you already had a Google device in your hands, so an icon grid, app list, this draw mode, etc. It doesn't have any documentation, which was a problem for us, but we feel that with all the components it was that were included within this Launcher 3, and the example of other companies or projects basing their work on Launcher 3, it was the good path to start working with. Well, we were expecting not to reinvent the wheel, which is what we all intend to do with open source. So we built Launcher 3, and I will just show you a quick demo about how it looks like. So that's my main device. So we have the icon grid that as you see before. We have multiple pages. We can have folders of applications here. We can indeed reorganize the icons. As you can see, again, as iOS, I cannot drop an icon anywhere. We put them all at top left. And we have this left screen with the widgets you can add from the application you have installed on your device. So that's what we were able to build by modifying Launcher3 behavior to reach this point. And it's quite similar in terms of feature to what we add in Launcher, in Bliss Launcher first version. I come back on the slides. So how did we proceed? How did it went from Launcher3, which has its own design, to something more similar to iOS and what we intended to do to have for our users? Well, and I'm sorry for one of the talk we had before, we forked the project. Sorry about that. So we forked the Trebuchet project, which is the fork itself of Launcher3, into our GitLab repository. And yes, it's GitLab, it's not Gerrit. At Murena, we mostly rely on GitLab for now. So that's why it has been forked on our GitLab. One of the main problems we had with Launcher3, or not the main problem, but something we feel was not convenient for our developers, and especially if we want to onboard Android developers, or Android application developers, is that Launcher3 is built with AOSP, which is a complex build system. So that's why our developers are in a very early stage migrate the application to Android Studio in order to make it easier to build and to also be able to use Android Studio features, even if we know Android Studio can be a bit heavy sometimes. It brings some improvements in terms of development. So that's what we did at very early stage, being able to build it in Android Studio. Then development time. So we modify Launcher design and UX to meet our expectations, which are, in your case, what I listed here. As I said earlier, there is no documentation. So that's purely reverse engineering, trying to understand how the code is designed and to modify what exists in the source code. Hopefully, we didn't add to modify a lot of stuff. We disabled some feature, like the drawer mode, I listed here, and then we were able to build on top of this some features we were expecting and looking for. So typically arrange icons automatically, make the icon jigglings, the icon folders, we had to modify it a bit. And you can see by scanning this QR code all the modifications that we made on top of Launcher3, which is around 300 commits. As any development, it takes a bit of time. And what was one of the difficulty while developing on the launcher, if you intend to do it, is to manage the wide variety of screen size that you can have on the market, especially when you deal with, when you want to build this screen and have a pixel perfect alignment under all the resolutions. That's a long process to iterate, to test. The emulator is indeed helpful, but not enough. And you have to collect feedback from many people and wide variety of devices. And that's probably what's taking a lot of time. But that's more internal, and for our purpose, we were migrating users from a previous version to a new version with a complete different database. Bliss Launcher database was built by our developers. Bliss Launcher3 is a database made by, mostly the database made by Google for Launcher3. So we had to migrate the icon position on the grid, the groups of icons and the widgets from this previous DB to the new one. And that's why, and that it was kind of challenging for us. Hopefully, as I said, most of the AOSP components in Launcher3 are untouched. We keep them as is. And we only have to build a new features, but that's for developers, Kotlin developers. We made in Kotlin. So now we are we released Bliss Launcher3 in May last year. what we are happy about is we were able to build on top of Launcher 3 exactly the same features we had in Bliss Launcher. It was kind of challenging and we were not sure we would be able to do it, but we were able without breaking it, because we keep and we have now more stability. So it confirms the choice that it was the best approach to base our launcher on Launcher 3, because since May, I don't hear anymore about bug. There is still a few, but I'm more hearing about adding new features, which is always a good sign that the development is better. We improved a lot drag and drop of icons, which was one of the main complaints we had before with the launcher. And what is very good also basing your project, your launcher development on Launcher 3 is that it opened the door more easily to add new features. So we focused on the first iteration on smartphone size, screen size, and we were able to add easily tablet mode. And I will speak later that we can think about adding even more feature way more easily than by developing from scratch. One of the challenges, and it joins one of the talk we had before with forking, is that we have to manage Android versions. So before, our launcher was an APK that we built from scratch again, and that we tuned to fit each Android version. Now we are based on Launcher 3, which has one branch per Android version, which means that for our users, we want to be consistent across all Android version. People are running iOS and we don't want them to don't care if they are running Android 12, 13 or 14. So we want our launcher to be exactly the same on all those Android version. And that's kind of a challenge because we have to keep this consistency across three branches and three Android versions. And indeed, as I told you before, we have a set of 300 commits. And it means that when a new Android version comes with its new commits, new features, etc., we have to apply our commits on top of this new branch and fix what has been changed. So that's also something which is a bit more difficult, but so far it has been not a bit less complex than expected, mostly because Google doesn't release so many new features in the previous Android version. So now that Android 15 has been released, since last year, there is no much feature that are coming in the launcher. It's mostly bug fix, which make our maintenance work easier. One of the challenge if you build your launcher is to keep a consistency in design between smartphone and tablets, because there are two different screen sizes. And in fact, that's two mode. So as I told you earlier, we first developed on smartphones. It was working well, but when we were opening on tablets, it was kind of messy. So, well, that's a kind of a new development to do, and to keep the consistency in design, that's a work to pay attention to. But it's way easier than if you develop from scratch. We were able to add tablets. We think about working on the desktop mode, so when you plug your smartphone to a screen. And we would like, because it has been asked a lot by the community, being able to add widgets on the screen, on the app grid. The main problem here is that we broke some features in Launcher 3 in order to make our own behavior with the organized application at top left. And we know that it will be a bit challenging to add again widgets on this grid. To give you an idea also in terms of work, it has been two developers working on this topic during 1.5 years, more or less. So they were not full time on it, they were working also on other projects. But it gives you also an idea of the time it takes to build something on top of Launcher 3. If you want to modify it as heavily as us, indeed, if you keep the main AOSP features of Launcher 3, it will be less complex. I would say that the development itself was a third of that, maybe half a year, and then it was iterating to fix all the bugs we had in our development, being able to address all the issues with screen resolution, That was most of the time. And we manage our source code in GitLab. So that's almost how we modified Launcher 3. As I told earlier, we confirmed that from our perspective, it's definitely the best way or the easiest way to develop a launcher from scratch, having done the two experience of from scratch and from Launcher 3. I reach the end of this talk, which will let a bit of place for question if you have. But before I spoke about Bliss Launcher and Bliss Launcher 3, and you might ask, where is Bliss Launcher 2? In fact, it was an attempt, it exists. It was an attempt to build a second iteration of our first launcher, again from scratch, and it failed. It was too complex to re-implement, or too complex for our team size, with mostly one developer dedicated to it. It was too complex and too long to re-implement again all what is done in Launcher 3. So after some time, we stopped this Bliss Launcher 2 project, and with that, that's where we moved to Bliss Launcher 3, based on Launcher 3, because, we tried twice, and definitely we feel that it's the best approach to move with Launcher 3. I was a bit shorter than the time slot. We have 5 minutes for question, probably. Thank you very much for your attention, and you can reach me here. The source code of Bliss Launcher 3 is here, and you have the slides with the QR code. If you want them. So I don't know if there are any questions. Yep.
Yes, I've noticed the visual design is quite different from a Bliss Launcher to a Launcher 3. How exactly much work did it take to implement stuff like the blur effect?
The question is, how much was it complex to implement the blur effect? The blur effect was difficult to implement in both cases. We had difficulty in our first launcher, and we had difficulty with Launcher 3. There are places where it was not so much of a problem. I will just switch again here. So typically for the dock, it was not so much a problem. So at bottom here. But we had difficulty to add, and we didn't at the end, blur effect in the background of this of those icons, of those group icons. So that's for performances purpose, mostly, that we were not able to do it. So we don't see a lot of difference adding blur effect in both cases. It was difficult in both. Any other question? So the question is if we are doing some tests to compare performances between Launcher 3 and the work we did. No, sadly, that's a good question, but we didn't. Then it runs on most of the devices we tested. We recently ported Android 12 on Galaxy S7. Galaxy S7 is not a good example because it doesn't have Launcher 3. But on Galaxy S8, it has. And we don't notice any major issue. I'm not sure we will be as performant, to be honest, as Launcher 3, but it keeps being usable for normal devices and normal usage. I didn't test it, but I know some people in the team have device with 200 or more application installed, and I didn't hear again problems from there. So. Indeed, maybe on a very old device with a lot of application, you will face problem. Will it be worse or better than with Launcher 3? I don't know. Yes?
Where would that leave you?
So the question is, if I understand, what do we do if Google stops supporting Launcher 3? Is that's correct? That's the question. Well, we will continue probably as before. We'll base our work on Launcher 3 and keep continuing to move it to the new Android versions. We will not have the choice. But at least the base will bring way more features. That said, I feel there is very low chance that Google stop supporting Launcher 3, because again, that's the base, that's the open source base, which is used widely and especially for some OEM. So I think they don't have any interest to close sources of Launcher 3. It will make the life of anybody, including their partner, way harder. So cross finger, but hopefully low chance. I think there is still room for one or two questions. Yep. Yes? No? No question? Okay. Well, thanks a lot, everyone, and thanks a lot for organizers.